Hergé actually takes us to our final story today. Thanks to colonialism, Africans got a big dose of Tintin pretty early on after publication. But many of the boy hero stories presented a Western-centric and pejorative view of Africa, racially offensive by today's standards, and irrelevant to most Africans. That was pretty obvious to a young Kenyan named Sila Mutungi. He's now a musician living in San Francisco and goes by the stage name Sila. And since he was a kid in Kenya, he dreamed about an African superhero. In fact, his latest album is called Super African. I can fly from Addis Ababa to Cape Town. I can swim across Lake Victoria. Sila joins us from station KQED in San Francisco. So that track, Super African, has a great groove. It echoes a lot of the other great grooves on the CD, also called Super African. But Super African is also the title of another project you're working on that doesn't really have anything to do with music. Tell us about that.
Super African is actually a comic book created by a writer called Eric Arnold that features an African superhero who grows up in Sierra Leone. And it's something that I've been working on for many, many years. A lot of hard work went into it. And I've always dreamed of creating a comic book that will inspire kids in Africa, especially when I grew up. I grew up around a lot of comic books from, you know, Superman to Batman. And when I looked back, I realized I didn't see much of African superheroes that can relate to somebody that looked like me, you know, grew up around Nairobi or Dakar, you know, instead of, you know, Gotham City, New York.
Right.
So I wanted to create a comic book that the kids could, you know, be familiar with, and it could inspire them to read. Like how I felt, the thing that really inspired me to read was comic book.
Yeah. Tell me more about your own comic book culture growing up. I mean, you grew up in Kenya. What kind of things were you reading?
Well, it's interesting. I think the only comic books I used to see was in the newspapers on Sunday.
Right.
And it was a syndicated comic book from the U.S. And the only way I was actually able to read comic books was interesting is that I had an aunt who was here in the U.S. And one time she just dropped a whole box of comic books in my room. And after that, I was addicted. I read them to shreds.
What were they like? Superman, Fantastic Four, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Fantastic Four, Superman, Batman.
And no, really, there were no comic book artists in Kenya kind of doing Kenyan superheroes?
Well, there was a comic book called Spearman. It was mostly like live action. It looked like, you know, a guy would actually be taking a picture, doing a flying kick, like photographs of, you know, action. And
right.
That is, as far as I can remember, that's the only comic book I used to see growing up. And it was really rare that I had this opportunity to grow up with all these comic books from the Western world. And I think that it really made me a very creative person. I think it's really the reason why I became so creative in terms of writing music.
Now, you gave credit to a man named Eric Arnold, but are you kind of like the idea man? Because you're not doing dialogue nor drawing the pictures.
Yeah, I am the idea man. I call myself the publisher.
Right, right.
I did all the funding. I found all the artists. I art directed it.
Was the name Super African your idea as well?
Yes.
So in episode number one, there's not a whole lot of action. It kind of establishes the scene and the motivations of Super African. I just want to read our listeners the first few lines of the debut issue number one in the Super African series. The year is 2045. A series of economic collapses and terrorist strikes has led to the deterioration of the United States and European governments, which in turn has destabilized much of Africa and Asia. Now, Sila, cynics might say that's not really a big stretch, but I'm just wondering, how does that dystopian reality actually inspire African kids? It seems like that might be the stretch.
That's a really good question. But, you know, the thing is also, we're creating this book not only for kids, we're creating this book for adults. And of course, there's a social, political aspect of where Super African grows in. It's the real world. You don't want to create a fake world. Mm. And some of these kids will grow up to face those realities, the hardships, you know, the pollution. We want to give a real life representation of the world, what it might be or what it might come with. We're telling you, okay, this is what you grow up in Africa. You know, there's hunger, there's genocide, but, you know, here's a guy who's living through it and he's fighting through it and he's brave and he has aspirations for a better world. You know, there's the darkness, of course, but there's this, you know, light of hope that Super African is bringing into life.
Sila, connect all this back to your music. I mean, your own musical compositions are inspired in part by social, political songwriters like Fela and Bob Marley. Is the story of Super African, the comic book, kind of now influencing your music in some boomerang-like way?
It is. Music has always been a way to get the message to the masses. Marvin Gaye did it, Bob Marley did it, whereby artists use that stage to spread the message of social change. From listening to Fela and listening to James Brown, you know, growing up, you know, I'm black, I'm proud, you know, listen to I Feel Good in a village in Kenya. Those were songs that I heard growing up, and saying I feel good and we're struggling to eat and, you know, we don't have much, you have one meal a day. You have to think it's all about just that, having that positivity, saying, you know, I feel good, I can dance, and it's that positivity that has always inspired me, from Fela to James Brown and Bob Marley.
Well, we don't know what Super African's big adventure is going to be, but we do know he'll be definitely serving the people. Sila Mutungi, who is the brains behind the comic book Super African and the brains and the voice behind the new album Super African as well. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.